is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Breaking news out of Haiti, where two U.S.-based flights have been hit by gunfire. One, a Spirit plane, was about to land in Port-au-Prince. The other, JetBlue, had originated in Haiti and landed safely in New York. Kevin Adair was on the Spirit flight.
The pilot hit the gas and we took off and we accelerated, and there were quite a few G-forces kind of pushing you into your seat as we went off.
The union says one flight attendant was injured. More from CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
The U.S. Embassy in Haiti says it's aware of gang-led efforts to block travel to and from the Port-au-Prince Airport amid ongoing unrest there. Spirit says the airline has suspended service to Haiti, and they're not alone.
JetBlue and American have also paused flights. Lots of Verizon customers in the East have no internet service this morning. CBS's Stacy Lynn.
According to Down Detector, it's affecting millions of people on the East Coast, from Philadelphia to Richmond. In a post on X, Verizon wrote, "There's either an outage or network maintenance impacting your area. We don't have full details just yet. Our apologies for any inconvenience this is causing."
Patience and tolerance pay off for a one-time Trump foe. Correspondent Matt Piper explains.
President-elect Donald Trump is expected to name Senator Marco Rubio of Florida as his nominee for Secretary of State. The pair have come a long way since they were rivals in the 2016 Republican primaries, when Trump referred to Rubio as Little Marco and Rubio made insinuations about Trump's manhood in a presidential debate.
A week after the election, lawmakers are ready to choose leaders in the U.S. House. CBS's Scott McFarland.
Despite this being a tumultuous political moment, the leadership of both parties in the U.S. House could emerge unscathed. That means no major challenge has surfaced to House Speaker Mike Johnson's job, or the job of House Majority Leader Steve Scalise, who's also from Louisiana. Same is true for Democrats. Republicans aren't guaranteed the majority, but they're on a trajectory towards winning it.
CBS News projects Ruben Gallego has beaten Carrie Lake in Arizona's Senate race. It'll make Gallego the first Latino senator from the state. Leaves just one race still to be decided between Pennsylvania's Democratic incumbent Bob Casey and his GOP challenger David McCormick, who's leading the vote count. Meet the most powerful people in business. Fortune's just released its first ever accounting. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper takes a look.
Topping the list is Elon Musk, who once said of those who don't want to advertise on his social media platform,
if somebody's going to try to blackmail me with advertising, blackmail me with money, go yourself.
Coming in second, Jensen Huang, CEO and founder of NVIDIA, followed by Satya Nadella, head of Microsoft.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. A possible school shooter was on the radar of Kenosha Unified officials. In a statement sent yesterday, KUSD said they did get warnings about the 13-year-old. The statement said administrators received concerns regarding images of airsoft guns prior to the lockdowns last week. Unified said the images didn't include threats and that they didn't forward the concerns to police. Almost every school in the county went on lockdown last week as police searched for the teen that was eventually arrested. He'll be in court today. It was a fake finger that caused all the commotion. Over the weekend, Racine police were called to the Dollar Tree on Durand Avenue after reports of a finger found in the parking lot. Once they got there, officers found that the finger was actually a high-quality latex replica that looked real. Police are trying to figure out how it got there and whether it was placed intentionally. Racine Unified is trying to get more kids in college. The district has joined forces with Direct Admit Wisconsin, allowing eligible students to secure spots at select UW schools without submitting applications. There are 10 UW campuses participating. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Milwaukee Bucks tried to avoid the cellar. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens for Civic Media Sports. Tonight, the 2-8 Bucks take on the 2-9 Toronto Raptors, who own the NBA's worst record. Doc Rivers says the Bucks are working to turn things around.
Well, we just got to dig ourselves out of this hole that we're creating. We created it. All of us. Me, them, together.
The losing team tonight will have the NBA's worst record. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. at Fiserv Forum. This Saturday, the Wisconsin Badgers will host the undefeated Oregon Ducks at Camp Randall Stadium. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Saturday. The Badgers are 5-4 and need a win over their final three games in order to become bowl eligible. Milwaukee Brewers manager Pat Murphy and rookie standout Jackson Churio are up for some hardware. Murphy was named as one of three finalists for the National League Manager of the Year. The other finalists are San Diego's Mike Schilt and New York's Carlos Mendoza. Churio is up for Rookie of the Year, along with Paul Skeens of Pittsburgh and Jackson Merrill of San Diego. The awards will be announced next week. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
There will be plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to 48 for a high this afternoon, with wind east becoming southeasterly at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 41. Tomorrow we may catch a little sun in the morning, then clouds and showers in the afternoon with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
I waste endless amounts of time, endless hours watching TV. TV that I can't believe I'm watching while I'm watching it, but I can't turn it off. This is the best example of the last 6 months. About 3 months ago, I watched Martha Stewart build a hammock for a cat. I swear to God. I don't even have a cat. I was just so astonished that a human being could reach this point in their life where you are literally this out of things to do, and there's enough free room in your brain for the thought to get in while looking at the cat. I don't think he's comfortable enough. I see him in a hammock with a martini. I think Martha Stewart is evil. I can't prove that. Her little project, she's like, well, this should only take 30 minutes. For you, you had 10 guys shopping for this for 4 days. You go to Home Depot and try to find cat hammock carpet.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
We are happy together, aren't we? 609, like one big family. 609 at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits for you. Looking for sunshine later today, becoming sunny. Highs near 47, clear tonight, lows 43. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow, chance of rain in the afternoon with a high near 53 right now. Cloudy and 44 degrees here at Radio Park from Chicago. These are the Shy Lights. Have you seen her? Right here at WRJN.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks. To the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
I think the year was 71 for that, right? 1971. The Shy Lights, Have You Seen Her? 614 at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. Still getting a little cold there. I got a little bit left of it. But it's almost gone. I can see it in the rearview mirror. It's almost out of here. This is getting awfully close to a full-time job. A new poll found the average American now spends 6 hours a day consuming content. That includes time spent on everything from streaming to using TikTok to reading books and, the most important part, listening to the radio. 6 hours means a full quarter of your life is now spent watching and consuming stuff. Now, 3 times a month, that's how often the average American feels guilty about wasting their life consuming content. This, of course, with the exception of radio. We don't feel guilty about that, right? I don't feel guilty about it. I love radio. My wife and I listen to radio every night before we go to bed. We turn on the radio. Love it. 615 WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits. Here's Sam and Dave, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and 1400 AM. Soul Man, Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN 617. Now, I don't know really why we need to know this, but they're telling us anyway that if the sun exploded, it would take 8 minutes, 20 seconds for all the energy to hit us and wipe us out. Again, I don't know why we need to know this, but it's good to keep in the back of your mind, you know, just in case.
Your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fans of Yellowstone are not happy with the first episode of Season 5, Part 2, which aired Sunday night. I will not spoil, but a popular character was killed off in the first episode. Social media response from fans was primarily negative, with the consensus being, we waited 2 years for this? There's been a lot of speculating regarding the reason for the two-year absence. The most popular theory blames a falling out between Yellowstone creator Taylor Sheridan. Yellowstone fans will be happy to know there are actually rumors of a Season 6 in the works. You can catch the rest of Season 5, Part 2, Sunday night on Paramount Plus. Attention foodies, Bobby Flay is here to stay. Variety reports that Warner Brothers Discovery struck a deal with Flay and his Rock Shrimp Productions. The 5-time Emmy winner first hit the scene with Grillin' and Chillin' on the Food Network in 1996. Flay will develop several new shows at Warner Discovery for people who love to watch competitive fooding. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And you can hear Pete Schwabba tonight on our sister station, WAUK, AM 540.
An estimated 200 people in Racine County are experiencing homelessness. And with the winter fast approaching, Fountain Hills Apartments is collecting new socks to help keep them warm. We invite you to join us in supporting those less fortunate this winter season. Fountain Hills Apartments is accepting new socks for men and women Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant, now through December 26th.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas, just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser, bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Are you annoyingly inattentive? Do you watch a movie and then ask a zillion questions because you weren't paying attention? Do people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. At Mattress Firm's Black Friday sale, get a king for the price of a queen and a free adjustable base with select Sealy beds, all with a low price guarantee. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Well, Alan Clark was the founder and lead singer for the Hollies. Once upon a time, he wanted to just go solo and put out a solo album, and he kind of put it all together. And the Hollies said, uh-uh, either you're with us or you're not with us. You can't have both, a solo career and the career with the Hollies. So what are you going to do? Well, he took the Hollies, but this song was already on his solo album that he was going to put out, so he gave it to them. And that's why you won't hear the Hollies singing backup, just Alan Clark.
Thank you.
woman in a black dress. The Hollies, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Hey, is 50 the new 20? A lot of parents are acting like it, though. The Wall Street Journal just did a story on how the hot new trend is to visit your kid at college just to party with them. You believe it? Their headline is, quote, "It's 10 a.m. and dad's doing jello shots. Must be parents' weekend." The director of sororities and fraternities at the University of Arizona confirmed it's a major trend now. He said he's seen parents doing beer bongs and dancing on tables. I don't know about your parents. I cannot in a million years picture my parents doing any of that.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the peaceful village, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the quiet village, the lion sleeps tonight.
Tokens, Lion Sleeps Tonight, 628, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Coming up a little after 7 o'clock this morning, Beth Heindorn is going to be your executive director for the Racine Zoo. What's it going to be like at Christmas time at the zoo? We're going to find out with Beth coming up a little after 7 this morning here at WRJN. Well, Mattel just made a very wicked mistake. Some toy buyers discovered that Mattel printed the URL for a naughty website on the boxes of their dolls for the movie Wicked. Now, they had it as wicked.com instead of wickedmovie.com. Clearly an accident, although a pretty big one. Mattel apologized. The boxes are out there. Nothing they can do to change that. 6:29 at WRJN. Let's check news of the morning. And here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A possible school shooter was on the radar of Kenosha Unified officials. In a statement sent yesterday, KUSD said they did get warnings about the 13-year-old. The statement said administrators received concerns regarding images of airsoft guns prior to the lockdowns last week. Unified said the images didn't include threats and that they didn't forward the concerns to police. Almost every school in the county went on lockdown last week as police searched for the teen that was eventually arrested. He'll be in court today. It was a fake finger that caused all the commotion. Over the weekend, Racine police were called to the Dollar Tree on Durand Avenue after reports of a finger found in the parking lot. Once they got there, officers found that the finger was actually a high-quality latex replica that looked real. Police are trying to figure out how it got there and whether it was placed intentionally. Racine Unified is trying to get more kids in college. The district has joined forces with Direct Admit Wisconsin, allowing eligible students to secure spots at select UW schools without submitting applications. There are 10 UW campuses participating. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
You know it, and animals know it. The weather in Wisconsin is changing. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Tuesday. And that means those animals are seeking shelter. Details coming up.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation,
innovation,
that's BioVet.
Marcus Mueller is a busy guy these days. He's owner of Skedaddle Humane Wildlife Control, and he says this is the time of the year when he's receiving a lot of calls from homeowners about animals trying to get in. And he explains what those animals are ultimately looking for.
So if you think about what an animal's looking for, it's looking for that shelter. Different animals require different shelter needs. So cavity nesting birds that are typically going to be nesting in holes in trees, we'll look at a wall vent on our home, like a perfect little wall cavity or a tree cavity to build a nest in. Similarly, a squirrel is going to be building a small nest out of leaves in a tree. A soffit space that's somewhat protected from the wind and the elements can perfectly replicate that. A lot of bats are going to be looking for caves to roost in over winter. Our attics provide the exact same type of shelter that a cave might. So it's kind of finding that analog to what they're looking for out in the quote-unquote nature and finding it in our home.
Marcus Mueller, owner and operator of Skedaddle Humane Wildlife Control. He said some of the telltale signs that animals are either trying to gain access to your home or are there already include maybe hearing noises at night or seeing signs of chewing on trim.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
And there's some new faces on the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation's Young Farmer and Agriculturalist Committee. Eric and Caden Senkowski of Dane County, Amanda Williams of Shawano County, and Jason Barrand of Wood County have been appointed to three-year terms on the Board of Directors. Their term begins at the end of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation's Young Farmer and Agriculturalist Conference on December 8th. More news just like that, available now at MidwestFarmReport.com, plus our complete podcast playlist. I'm Pam Yonke.
There will be plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to 48 for a high this afternoon, with wind east becoming southeasterly at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 41. Tomorrow we may catch a little sun in the morning, then clouds and showers in the afternoon with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Did you ever notice how awful your face looks in a mirror in a restroom that has fluorescent lights? Every cut, scrape, scratch, scar, scab, bruise, boil, bump, pimple, zit, wart, welt, and abscess you've had since birth all seem to come back at the same time. And all you can think of is, I gotta get out of here! When you drink grapefruit juice in the morning, do you go like this? I do too. Why do we drink it? It's like ice cream throat. You know when you've been eating ice cream too fast and you get that frozen spot in the back of your throat, but you can't do anything about it because you can't reach it to rub it? You just have to kind of wait for it to go away, and it does. Then what do? Eat more ice cream! What are we, stupid?
Done.
The other night, everybody.
nobody that was there. I said over and over and over again, this path is gonna be a drag.
The DC 5. Right now, get Aretha, Chain of Fools.
Chain, chain, chain.
In the movie Michael. Remember that movie? It was a good movie with John Travolta. Michael, he played the Archangel, and they played that song in the film. I don't know why I remember that. 6:39 at WRJN. Becoming sunny today. I know there's clouds in the sky now, but becoming sunny with a high near 47. Clear tonight, lows around 43. Increasing cloudy, this chance of rain with a high near 53 degrees tomorrow. Right now, it's cloudy and 44 degrees here at Radio Park. This is a good story about someone getting a second chance. I think you're going to like this story. A couple in Utah named Jenna and Mitchell Brotherson
are in the news after telling the story of how they got together. They were dating back in 2020 when Jenna broke it up with him. They broke it off. But then Michael suffered a serious concussion while out skiing and did not remember anything about the breakup. He thought they were still dating. One thing led to another, and then Jenna decided, well, maybe dumping him was the wrong call after all. So they stayed together, got married 6 months later, just celebrated their fourth wedding anniversary. See? Sometimes you get a second chance at life. Isn't that great? I love that story. I don't like the part that he, you know, went unconscious and had memory lapse, but had a happy ending. These are the Birds. Mr. Tambourine Man. That was written by Bob Dylan, wasn't it? They have a new Bob Dylan movie coming out I got to see. I got to ask Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters when he gets out on Friday when that movie is coming out. That I want to see. 6:43 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Becoming sunny today with a high near 47 degrees. Sounds cold, doesn't it? We have a story about cold coming up in just a few minutes. Clear tonight, lows around 43, and increasing cloudiness tomorrow with a high near 53, and a chance of rain tomorrow, 30% chance. Right now, 44 degrees and cloudy here at Radio Park. So I saw this on one of those police shows. I think I saw it on, On Patrol Live, they show on the Reels channel, Friday and Saturday nights. I saw this. Guy arrested after he intentionally staged a car crash, apparently as part of an insurance scam. Fortunately, the victim had a dash cam that proved it was intentional. He could get up to 7 years in prison. Now, here's the scam. A woman was driving on the highway when a gray car cut right in front of her and slammed onto the brakes. The woman also was able to stop to avoid the crash, but the gray car then reversed into her car and pulled forward. The inhabitants of the gray car got out, acted like they had been banged up. They were holding their neck and their head and their arms, and they took footage with their cell phones of the damage. Again, the scam was caught on dash cam. And on the show, they actually showed it happening a couple of times where they pulled this stunt. So they're facing prison time, and rightfully so. It's 6:44 at WRJN.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and today's work money word is fiduciary. Well, fiduciary is a mega important term that you got to know when it comes to getting professional financial advice. In the world of money, you want someone committed to the fiduciary standard because those folks are legally obligated to act in your best interest only. I mean, every other broker or advisor or banker who has not specifically committed to the fiduciary standard and told you that that's what they're doing, those folks don't have that obligation. They could be selling you products or encouraging you to invest in things or put your money in places that end up helping their wallet even more than yours. So simply put, anytime that you are hiring a financial advisor, ask them if they uphold the fiduciary standard. For me and mine, fiduciary advisors are the only ones I'm trusting my money to. That was your Work Money Minute. For more, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Side of Please Please Me from me to you. Hey, it's 648 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Coming up, we're talking about the zoo. It's all happening at the zoo. Beth Heidorn is going to be here, executive director of the Racine Zoo. See what they got coming up for Christmas. You know, there's a list online now of the U.S. airports of the most expensive beer prices. Now, we're going to tell you what they charge at LaGuardia Airport, the most expensive glass of beer. Now, this is a glass of beer you're getting now. You ready for this? $13.83. I don't think there's a ballpark in America that charges that for a beer. $13.83 for a glass of beer at LaGuardia Airport. Then you drink the beer, and then they get mad at you when you're drunk on the plane and they throw you off. So I don't get all that. It's 6:49. Local news. Timeless hits with the Trogs.
Wild thing. Think I love you, but I wanna know for sure. So come on, hold me tight. I love you. Wild thing, I think you move me. But I wanna know for sure. So come on and hold me tight. You move me.
Trogs, Wild Thing. Every time I hear that song, I think of Major League, the movie they filmed at the Old County Stadium. Wasn't Charlie Sheen, wasn't that his name in the film? Wild Thing or something like that? Yeah, pretty sure. Hey, it's 6:51 at WRG, and I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me on this day after Veterans Day. Hope you had a very nice Veterans Day yesterday. It's going to become sunny today. I know it doesn't look like it now. Becoming sunny with a high near 47. Clear tonight, lows 43. Increasing cloud cover tomorrow with a chance of rain and a high near 53. Cloudy and 44 degrees right now at Radio Park. Time for moron news. A hitman in India went to the police after he wasn't paid the full amount for killing someone. Huh. You know what? I think that's supposed to be in civil court. It's not a criminal action, right? It's 6:52. I can see clearly now. Here's Johnny Nash.
I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be a bright, 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 sunshiny day.
Coming up a little after 7 o'clock this morning, Beth Heidor, an executive director of the Racine Zoo, is going to be here. Right now, it's 5 o'clock world.
Up every morning just to keep a job. I gotta fight my way through the hustle and mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain.
Time for the
Earl, the Vogues, local news and timeless hits at WRGN. We've got sunshine coming around today. I know it doesn't look like it now, but becoming sunny with a high near 47. A clear night tonight, lows 43. Increasing clouds, chance of rain tomorrow with a high near 53 degrees. And, oh, I love that. We have a new doorbell put in. We got to do something about that. All right. Beth Hydor is at our door. I'll let her in just a second. But first, I'll never find another you. Here come the Seekers at WRJM.